carrying people around, but they were people that had died, and they needed to be carried about 600 metres around in full kit to be, I guess, revived, for lack of a better word. Again, mainly that's just around accountability and, I guess, looking after your teammates.
That is the voice of Dane Rampey, Kingy. Sydney prepare for the 2020 season at a pre-season camp in Coffs Harbour, and a man who would have been overseeing it now wearing a different hat because he wore the playing hat with such distinction for so long. I mean, how about this? 325 games, a premiership captain, an All-Australian, two-time best and fairest, an unbelievable resume, and he takes all that and more with him as our new assistant coach with the Swans. Thanks for joining us, Jared McVeigh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure and good to get you so early. I mean, what's going on here? 10 to 7. Where do we find you this morning, Jared?
Well, get down to Bondi early for a swim around 6 and then get into training around 7. So, it's beautiful hot weather up here. So it's always nice to get up early and get to the beach.
Fantastic. And you beat that traffic too, which is nice. How's it? How's the adjustment? I don't know if a typical day has changed that much for you at this point in time, but when you do the same thing so well for so long, has it been a bit of a shock to the system to get the clipboard out?
Actually, it's been not too bad. I've moved up one level in the building and I've now got an office, which is a bit different. So, but at the locker, I've now got a leather seat to sit on. It's been good. I've really enjoyed, the pre-season so far and really learning so much from our other coaches and the staff as well, I guess. And, it's been a great learning curve so far and really looking forward to the upcoming year.
Jared, you're coming off an 8-win season, the first time the Swans have dipped out of the finals for the best part of a decade. What were the learnings at the end of 2019, the meetings that you would have sat in and been a part of, and what were the adjustments going into 2020? What will they look like?
We'll adjust a few things with our game plan. You have to evolve every year and the way the game keeps moving forward, you have to move forward with it. We watched the grand final in great detail and just have a look at a few things that those two teams do. And, with our meetings and our list at the moment, I think we're the second youngest in the competition on average. And so we just spoke about a few of those things. And we've had a few years where a lot of experienced players have left and a lot of games have gone out the door. And we've bounced back from those people leaving, I guess, with new kids coming through. So we're kind of in that at the moment, and really looking forward. We had a really good draft. The kids look so far they look really good in training, so that's always a good sign.
So will we see a noticeable difference in the way that you play? You're sort of talking about freeing things up a bit more and maybe not being that counter-attack team that you've been over the last 3 to 4 years?
I'm not so sure things will open up. We've looked at the way teams defend and the way we defend. So, a few things will have to change there. But by and large, our attack was actually pretty good last year, the way we moved the ball, which we've really worked on over the last few years. And, to have our full forward line out there will be nice with Bud and Reed out there together and then Heaney and those types, training together and just getting that connection with the midfield and the defenders. But, we'll look at a few things to defend a little bit different.
So we're speaking with Jared McVeigh, Sydney Swans assistant coach. Just on Bud, where is Lance Franklin at the moment, Jared? It's obviously a big blow when we read that he's needed to have surgery on the knee again. Where's that all at?
Yeah, look, he was training. God, it was the best I've seen him train since probably 2014 when he had that great year. He was as good as I've ever seen him. And unfortunately, I think over the Christmas period, he trained here and then hurt his knee a little bit, then they decided to go for surgery. So he's actually progressed pretty well from what they thought. I think he's already riding bikes and moving pretty freely, so hopefully he starts running soon. But he'll be touch and go for the start of the season. But a bit disappointing for him personally and for us because he was looking so good. But I'm sure he's set himself up for a good year and has that good base underneath him now.
So what sort of happened there, Jared? I know you're not the club doctor. I don't expect you to be across it in absolute entirety. But I read something that he might have gone for a run on New Year's Eve and given it a tweak there. What actually happened in the end?
I think he was just training with the boys at the footy club. And then I think he was downstairs taking his shoe off and something kind of clicked in his knee that didn't feel right. And then he was a bit sore and then they... obviously, you get scans and stuff like that. I wasn't around, but yeah, and they've decided to go with surgery, which is unfortunate.
You're talking about some of the young kids coming through, Jared, and we're all excited about what Nick Blakey's been able to do in his first 12 months of footy. Apart from Nick, who else are a couple of names that that are putting their hand up at this early stage?
Yeah, look, he looks really good at the moment too, and hopefully we can see him, you know, move up the ground a little bit as well throughout the wings and evolve his game. We've got Dylan Stevens, who is our number five pick, who looks really smooth mover, great skill, so that'll be exciting to see. Ollie Florence having a really good pre-season, so he's one that, you know, has played some good footy, but we want him to, you know, to go to another level now and be one of the elite mids in the competition. So it'll be nice to see him, push through there. Jordan Dawson, who had a breakout year, has continued that form on throughout the pre-season. So those boys hopefully will take us to another level.
And Jared, a lot was made of Tom Papley, obviously, over the trade period, and there was a fair bit of uncertainty around him and you guys and what was going to happen there. How's he reintegrated, I think's the word we use, with the club?
Oh, he's been A1. His training was probably another one that's been leading the way with his training standards, and he's back in, no worries. One of the great blokes of our footy club, a real character, and there's no issue whatsoever with him. He's back to his normal self and really committed to us.
Jared, I was up there for a little bit, a couple of days of pre-season last year, and was chatting with Stevie J and Dean Cox and John Lamar. They were doing all sorts of diets and all sorts of things to to ensure that post-football didn't get hold of them. How are you tracking? And you haven't got involved in any of Stevie J's weird and wonderful ideas, have you?
Well, I took one look at Stevie when we got back from pre-season and said, I have to stay fit. So, there's no diets this pre-season, but with the smoke and the bushfires here and the hot weather, it's been quite hard to be outside running around. But, I think you always got to stay fit, and I've been jumping in a few of the drills with the boys to help out with numbers sometimes, so it's been good fun.
And you had a couple of new boys join as well, Tommy Papley stay, but you got Lewis Taylor in, Sam Gray in as well. What do you make of them early days?
Yeah, really good. Sammy Gray is going to, I think, be really smart forward for us and really work well with Paps. And then Louis Taylor's got, beautiful skills and really good on the outside, which we need a bit of that in the group. And also Caden Brand from the Hawks, he's actually been probably one of the most impressive. The way he's been defending and helping the boys out has been really good for us.
And obviously Joe Danaher joins at the end of the year too, which is a nice little recruit.
Well, who knows?
I was obviously taking the mickey there, but a serious question. With you in the twilight of your career last year, do you get involved? I know the players are always consulted about who comes in and who goes out. Did you ever meet with Joe, or did he ever come up in discussions with you at the time?
No. I wasn't. I think when you're not captain anymore, you don't get involved in anything like that. But, nothing. I actually didn't know a thing until I heard it on the radio myself.
Jared, have you got aspirations to senior coach, or is this just something that you're just still finding out about?
I do. One thing I've noticed is, you have a great respect for the staff and the coaches and what they do for you as a player, but being involved in all the discussions, you don't actually understand how much is done for you as a player. And that's one of the things that I've really been quite overwhelmed with, is the amount of effort that gets put in to provide for the players, which has been amazing to see, the work that people put in. And so that's been real eye-opening for me. Look, I just really want to learn over the next few years and see where that takes me. But definitely it's something that I wouldn't go into this position without wanting to be a senior coach.
Sammy and I are going to talk later on about when players should come back for pre-season. How much would it impact you if the clubs walked in and day one of pre-season was January 5? It didn't involve any pre-Christmas training and they were expected to come back at a certain standard. Would it greatly affect where you're at right now?
I don't think so. I actually liked the idea when I was playing to be able to do that. I think the teams that don't make the finals will probably they'll have a long time off, which could hurt them. But I think you'd have to maybe have a check-in time for maybe 3 days before Christmas, you know, here and there, just to see where you're at. But I think it would be a good idea for the players' longevity and the way the our pre-seasons are so long. I think it'd be great for the players in general.
Hey, Jared, just quickly before we let you go, we come into the news, but Sam Naismith, I know we've thrown a lot of names at you this morning, but almost a forgotten man in many ways. I haven't seen him for a couple of years, couple of seasons now. Where's he at?
Yeah, look, he's going really well. He's, he had a knee reco and then a few other hiccups last year, but he's back in almost full training. He is full training, but just without contact. So I think that starts in a couple of weeks for him. So he's really excited about the upcoming year. It'll be great to have him back with our ruck stocks, because we haven't been able to have that real tall tap ruckman. So he'd be very handy for us this year. He's not too far away.
Yeah, fingers crossed for him. It's been a long time, Kingy. Jared, thanks so much for joining us early on. Hope the swim was good and training goes well today. And best of luck for the upcoming season.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.